A Philadelphia music venue institution closes this weekend. The Tin Angel opened in a small room above a restaurant on 2nd Street 24 years ago and helped launch the careers of countless singer-songwriters. It'll close with two final shows in Old City Saturday night. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the owner wants to reopen the club in a bigger space.
The Tin Angel is what's known as a listening room. It's 100 feet long, 15 feet wide, kind of shaped like a shotgun. It seats only 115 people, but it has some of the best acoustics in the city. Like many other musicians, it's where Amos Lee got his first paid gig. He's now a major artist that sells out places like the Academy of Music and the Hollywood Bowl. But in the early 2000s, Lee was a bartender at the Tin Angel, and sometimes they let him open for the headliners.
The fans who go to the Tin Angel, we're there to really focus on the music. And as a songwriter, like a singer-songwriter, whatever, you always want to have a captive audience. And having a room that sort of supplies that to you before you even go is a really special thing.
That legendary sound was due in part to sound man George Pearson. He worked there for 16 years, and he died a few months ago. In a quarter century, there have only been two soundmen at the Tin Angel. There's only been one guy booking the place. Larry Goldfarb. He says people who work at the Tin Angel stay for a long time.
And this is a kind of business where you have turnover every 3 months. We've just had three managers in 24 years, so there's a real family. We know we all got to push together to make it work.
The people of the Tin Angel is one of the reasons artists kept coming back. Like Evan Dando from the Lemonheads, Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze, Colin Hay from Men at Work, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Laura Nyro, Citizen Cope, and many, many more. They went acoustic to play the Tin Angel, says owner Donald McCoy.
When they've taken off, when they're bigger than the room, more people than you would think actually come back and still play the room. And I think actually that's in part a testament to the room itself, but also a testament to Larry. Larry, I paid you a compliment.
I'll pay you later.
McCoy wants to reopen the Tin Angel in a larger space in a different part of town by the end of the year. The current location on 2nd Street in Old City is not what it used to be, as big restaurants and bigger bars with dance music replaced the smaller clubs with live music. Guitarist Mike Brenner has been playing the Tin Angel since it opened with his old band, The Low Road, and more recently with Marat.
We had many nights when we would be loading out at the end of the night, and we'd look down the street, and our friends from some other band would be loading out of the Khyber, and our friends from another band would be loading out of upstairs at Nick's. And then around the corner, there would be other friends loading out of the Middle East, you know. And it was such a great kind of community moment.
That doesn't happen anymore on 2nd Street, but the owners of the Tin Angel hope to recreate that kind of community in their new location, which they have not yet revealed. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.